Editor's note. This article is a special report from the Trillium, a new village media website devoted exclusively to covering provincial politics at Queen's Park. Most Ontarians believe the Ford government's process for selecting lands from the Greenbelt to be developed was corrupt, according to a new poll. The poll, conducted exclusively for village media by Palace Data, surveyed 940 voting-eligible adults in Ontario between August 28-29, after the Auditor-General released her scathing report and Housing Minister Steve Clark's then-Chief of Staff Ryan Amato resigned, but before the Integrity Commissioner found that Clark broke the law. It found 47% of respondents, strongly, agreed the process was corrupt and another 9%, somewhat, agreed. Only 23% somewhat or strongly disagreed. Those are big numbers, Palace Data CEO Joseph Angelano said. The next election is 3 years away and trust levels for governments that win back-to-back majorities tend to stay pretty high. But if the scandal keeps dragging on, this could be a real problem for the government, he said. The Tories' handling of the controversy appears to have already hurt it with voters, even past PC loyalists, a plurality of whom say it's made them less likely to vote for the party. Nearly half, 49%, of respondents said the decision to open parts of the Greenbelt to development made them less likely to vote for the PCs in the next election, including 39% of past PC voters. 23% of previous PC voters said it made them more likely to vote for the party. For 35%, it had no effect. And almost three-quarters of respondents, 73%, including 58% of past PC voters, said the RCMP should investigate the land transfers. Only 29% of PC voters said the RCMP should not investigate. The force is currently deciding whether or not to do so. I think this raises the temperature and heat on Premier Ford, said Maya Simaticky, a professor emeritus of politics at Toronto Metropolitan University, who viewed the poll results. Still, a large majority of PC supporters agreed that parts of the Greenbelt should be opened up for housing development. 48% said some land, and 36% said a lot of land should be unprotected. Overall, though, 60% of respondents said all the Greenbelt land should remain protected. One in five of all voters said some land, and 12% said a lot of land should be made available for development. The government appears locked into a no-blink agenda, don't admit fault and it may blow over, Simaticky said. You would think sheer decency would require Clark to resign or be removed, he said. That doesn't appear to be on the table. A frustrated Doug Ford held a press conference on Thursday in which he reiterated that there were problems with the process, but said it was necessary to open parts of the Greenbelt to build more housing. He said again that he would not remove Clark from cabinet. Clark followed with his own availability at Queen's Park, where he apologized to Ontarians but said he would not step down. This government has got away with other scandals, like thousands of seniors dying in underprepared nursing homes during the COVID-19 pandemic, Simaticky said. You can get away with some pretty big boo-boos, apparently, and get re-elected in Ontario. The poll also finds the PCs remain in the lead. 37% of decided and leaning voters would choose Ford's PCs in an election, compared to 27% for the Liberals, 26% for the NDP and 5% for the Greens. The Palace Data poll was conducted on behalf of Village Media from August 28-29, 2023, among a sample of 940 adults, 18 years of age or older, living in Ontario and eligible to vote in provincial elections using interactive voice recording technology, IVR, on landlines and cellular phones. The margin of error for the poll is plus or minus 3.2% at the 95% confidence level, but margins of error are higher in each subsample.